Title of my sermon this morning is There Will Be Signs in the Sun and the Moon and the Stars. The subtitle of my sermon is Those Signs Are Not Saying Merry Christmas. Bruce? So, wait. It's Advent, right? First Sunday, Chrismon tree, candles lit, Christmas carols. Aren't we supposed to be happy? And then we have our gospel reading this morning, Luke chapter 21, verse 26. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Man, this is not a baby shower invitation. This is not a call to knit blue booties for Jesus. The novelist Flannery O'Connor sets our scene for us. She says, to the hard of hearing, you need to shout. And for the almost blind, you need to draw large and startling figures. You see, Jesus is giving us a prophetic wake-up call. Jesus is drawing large and startling figures because he wants to get our attention. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and they will not be saying Merry Christmas. And all of these scriptures that we are reading this morning is part of a longer apocalyptic discourse. 2 weeks ago, remember that? The temple was being forecast as falling down in Mark 13:2, when Jesus said, not one stone here will be left on another, and everyone will be thrown down. And Jesus in 13:8 talked about suffering. Nations will rise against nations, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes and famines. So we are starting our Advent journey. We are moving towards Merry Christmas. But we are doing that in the context of apocalyptic discourse and images of death and destruction. But wait, apocalyptic literature is not only about death and destruction. It is also about salvation and redemption. And so we are starting our Advent season this year with being reminded that we are living in a world that is not only about, but is also about. So, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Help the words of my mouth bring your comfort and your grace and your enlightenment to this, your beloved community, this beloved worshiping congregation, as we move through this words in our gospel reading this morning and move towards the birth of your Son. Amen. So Advent gives us 4 weeks. And it's a time that we actually need more than we know for reflection and gaining wisdom. You see, what was happening here with our scriptures is Advent is introducing us to a concept called paradox. Paradox requires both and instead of either or. Jesus is about both and, not either or. The Oxford Dictionary defines paradox as seemingly absurd or contradictory statements that, when investigated, may prove to be true. Or you could call paradox the tension of opposites. But it's hard for people, it's hard for societies to make room for paradox in their lives. The Jewish people, for thousands of years before Jesus, lived in a world of either-or thinking. And one way we know this is they had 613 daily laws they had to follow. 613. That's really either-or. You either follow the law or you don't. And one of those daily laws, you cannot wear clothes that have linen and wool fibers in them. No. That's extreme either-or thinking. But when we have either-or thinking, it's easy to be divided. It's easy to say, if you're not with us, you're against us. Either-or. It's easy to say, I'm right, you're wrong. Either-or. It's easy to say, those people are crazy. Either-or. But if we go to the words of Jesus, if we go to the story of Jesus, if we go to the Gospels are rich with paradox, with the tension of opposites. Paradox and the both-and way of thinking bring us into connection. And that's the goal of God in this world, for us to be able to live a life that brings us more and more into connection, into right relationship with our God. Both and thinking has this thought at the back of it, yeah, we both disagree, and let's find a way to work together. You see, Advent is preparing us to understand that our soon-to-be-incarnate God is too big for the narrowness of either-or thinking. Our soon-to-be-incarnate God can only be understood and appreciated in the breadth and depth of both-and thinking. So yes, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and they will be whispering both and. In just one verse, in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, we have an example of this. Jesus is more than a baby born in a stable. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Right there, we have the paradox. Jesus is both infant and Savior. And we hear a poignant story in Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And after that, we have a glorious story of exaltation in Luke 21, 27. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of power and great glory. So we have the paradox there relating to Jesus of both poverty and power. And if we go to Luke chapter 21, verse 22 and 26, for this time of punishment in fulfillment of all that has been written, people will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And yet, also in Luke 21, verse 28, when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Jesus is inviting us in these words for us to embrace both the punishment and the redemption. And Jesus also teaches us again in Luke chapter 12, verse 51. Do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. And yet after his resurrection, Jesus tells us in Luke 24, 36, while they were standing talking about this, Jesus himself stood before them and said, "Peace be with you." The challenge of being a Christian is that we have to move away from either-or thinking. We have to move towards both-and thinking. Right there we had Jesus bringing both division and peace. And finally, Jesus teaches us the paradox of the great gift of living the way he lived in Luke chapter 17, verse 33. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life will keep it. Do you see the way Jesus is teaching? Do you see the way Jesus has come into this world? Our Christian faith lives in the realm of paradox. It lives in the realm of the tension of opposites. It lives within both and. Our lives in Jesus are rooted in paradox. Mary was both a virgin and the mother of God. There was no either or there. Peter both denied Jesus and became the rock of Jesus' church. There was no either or. In fact, there was so little either or in Jesus that when the women came to the tomb and Jesus was found to be risen, he said, "Go tell the disciples and Peter." Jesus wanted to be very clear that Peter was included in that group, even though he had denied Jesus. Jesus both sees who we are and forgives who we are. We are baptized both into the birth of Jesus and his death and his resurrection. And finally, we are both imperfect in ourselves, but we become perfect in God. We are both imperfect and become perfect in God. And so, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, I had Bruce play that rather jarring music because as much as I just want to be happy, it's Christmas, right? We need to prepare and be reminded, and now more than ever, that the God we love, the God that created us, the God we serve, is a God of opposites. And Advent is preparing us to live into both and. We are taught to love our enemies, the tension of opposites. We are taught to forgive those who have wronged us, the tension of opposites. We are taught that we find greatness when we are insignificant, the tension of opposites. And we are taught to lift others up before we lift up ourselves. It is such an incredible blessing that we often overlook that we have a God who loves us even though we are sinners, because God knows we are also saints. Imagine Jesus dying on the cross. He both forgave the people that put him there, and he asked his Father to forgive them. If Father God was an either-or God, you could have imagined, you're going to kill my son? Yeah, see you, world. And so, Advent gives us the blessing and the opportunity to move towards the coming of the kingdom of God. We are moving towards the coming of the incarnation of the Son of God into this world. And the Son of God is reminding us that he is both already here, his kingdom, and his kingdom and will be coming. And this is what we are called to live into. So we are happy and merry in all of this. And we give thanks in Jesus' name as we say, hallelujah, a Savior is to be born. And that Savior is both a powerless infant and the King of heaven. What an astonishing gift we have. And we give thanks for this in Jesus. Amen.